Single White Female is a new movie about a living situation gone bad. Very bad. Critic John Powers has this review.
Going to the movies these days is like paying a trip to the paranoia factory. Hollywood is feeding our terror of everything. Nannies, house sitters, one-night stands, over-solicitous cops, women. A classic case in point is Single White Female, which takes a common urban bummer looking for a roommate and inflates it into a horror show. Bridget Fonda plays Allie, a Manhattan businesswoman who breaks up with her straying boyfriend and advertises for a roommate. She winds up with a real humdinger. Hetty, played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, is the roommate from hell, a needy psycho in search of a psyche to emulate. She's barely in the door before she's copying Allie's fashionable looks and watching over her like a jealous lover.
I've been waiting since 6 o'clock last night to hear from you. I've been worried sick.
Sorry, I guess I just didn't think.
No, you didn't. And there's such a thing as a phone, you know? This is New York. Things happen.
Do they ever? Single White Female was directed by Barbe Schroeder, the German-born director whose last picture, Reversal of Fortune, turned the story of Klaus and Sonny von Bülow into a black comedy. For the first 45 minutes, this new movie seems to have a similar dark intelligence, harking back to pictures like Ingmar Bergman's Persona and David Cronenberg's Dead Ringers, movies where characters merge psychologically. Hetty starts stealing her roommate's life, beginning with her clothes, then moving to her hairstyle, and finally on to her boyfriend. Fonda and Leigh are two of the best young actresses now working in Hollywood, and what's best in this movie is their clash of personal styles. Fonda is a lanky charmer, all long legs and high cheekbones. Her every move suggests poise and elegance. And Leigh makes a perfect nemesis. She almost engulfs her co-star with her bad posture, doughy face, and sprawling emotionalism. The effect is pretty eerie. But like so many movies with plum roles for actresses, Single White Female is secretly contemptuous of women. It dishes up all manner of paranoid hooey about the two faces of womanhood. Lovely Allie is the good girl, whose life is empty without a man, while plain Hetty is just another of those fatally attracted killers, the incarnation of nutso femininity, the lunatic female unconscious that must be destroyed for the good girl to live. Last summer, Thelma and Louise traveled together and became whole. Theirs was a story of women's growth. Single White Female is a twisted women's buddy picture, a fable about women's hopelessly divided nature. By the end, it drops any pretense to being a psychological drama and becomes just another crummy slasher pick. And the scariest thing about it is that when the bloodletting starts, so do the cheers of the audience.
John Powers is a reporter for the LA Weekly and reviews films for New York Magazine.